In a firm action against doping in sport, the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, has placed a 4-year ban on Russia, barring the country from competing in various major sporting events, including next year's Tokyo Olympics and the 2022 Soccer World Cup in Qatar. Russia's been embroiled in doping scandals since 2015, when WADA first discovered cases of deception and manipulation relating to doping of their own athletes. With Russia on the second ban in 5 years, experts are critical of how effective bans and sanctions will be in putting an end to doping and are encouraging World Anti-Doping Agency to escalate the consequences. Kate Rafferty has the story.
For years, elite sports have been plagued by doping. Over the years, hundreds of athletes have gone to extreme lengths to gain an unfair advantage through performance-enhancing drugs. This has put the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, in a pivotal position to monitor athletes and reinforce standards to ensure a fair and equitable playing field. As a result, WADA's recent action of a 4-year international sporting ban for Russia and its athletes has received major support by sporting bodies and officials, but some believe the ban doesn't pack a punch. Dr. Liam Lenton, a senior lecturer in the Department of Economics and Finance at La Trobe University, says that the ban does give Russia some leg room.
What has to be noted about the WADA ban that came out was that Russia would be banned from any events of international significance. So this includes the Summer and Winter Olympic Games that are coming up, the next FIFA World Cup, and that's also significant, but it doesn't necessarily include all major sporting events. So, for example... When it comes to football or soccer, I guess, they are still allowed to compete in other tournaments that are European-based.
So far, the ban has received mixed responses globally. Some have called it necessary, and others believe it won't make a dent to Russia's own sporting culture. This is because athletes who can prove they are untainted by the doping scandal will be allowed to compete under a neutral banner rather than the Russian flag, according to Dr. Catherine Ordway, a lecturer on sporting integrity at the University of Canberra.
The question will be how many of the athletes are permitted to compete under a neutral banner. And that's what we saw last time, is that there was a concern by the international sports community broadly, but there were too many athletes that were allowed to compete so that it really didn't make too much of a difference.
Considering alternative actions that could put an end to doping, Dr. Lenton and Professor Ralph Bayer from the University of Adelaide have completed research exploring the effects of economic incentives for athletes.
We received a research grant a couple of years ago from the International Olympic Committee to look into the effectiveness of bans versus other possible punitive measures like fines and other variants that have never been trialled. And we did find that the bans were kind of ineffective, but here's the thing. From that point of view, we were modelling the decision-making of an individual athlete. And what we found was that the bans were ineffective when the athlete gets to towards the end of their career and they know that they're going to retire anyway. But when you're talking about this kind of regime, this is an orchestrated regime. So you've kind of got perpetual succession here. So we don't know that that's going to be the case here. It may very well be that the bans are pretty effective on their own.
As a small hybrid body, WADA is a small point of influence in the global sporting world. Dr. Ordway believes this puts a limit on how much they can do alone.
Well, this is a challenge. The World Anti-Doping Agency is what's known as a hybrid public-private body because it's half-funded by the International Olympic Committee and it's half-funded by the national governments that are part of this sporting landscape. So Russia, of course, is one of the governments that is funding the World Anti-Doping Agency. So in a sense, the World Anti-Doping Agency is in the uncomfortable position where its budget is controlled. controlled by the different bodies that it's trying to police.
But Dr. Liam Lenton sees positives in how WADA continues to handle these major cases of doping.
The additional or the magnitude of the penalties handed down were significantly greater than the equivalent of the earlier episode, where it was just a single ban from a single event.
Nonetheless, there is a need to revise and brainstorm new anti-doping strategies that can inspire a culture change in elite sport. Dr. Lenton again.
So long as there are pretty evident incentives to dope in the modern landscape, it's obviously all this prize money and the adulation and the fame that the athlete receives, that itself is just going to create the right incentives for cheating, and therefore the punishment mechanism around that has to be designed with those incentives in mind. So if it's money, well, if it's purely money that we think motivates athletes to cheat, then maybe that tells you that the punishment system should be centred more around fines. If it's more about other things, then perhaps we can think about those other things and how we might skew that punishment system towards targeting the incentives.
Dr. Liam Lenton, Senior Lecturer in the Department of Economics and Finance at La Trobe University, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.